cars will get up. They say we don't look a fool. Hope we die before get wipe you up.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Let's talk about my
we'll be right back. Reverend Gary Davis, Devil's Dream, playing on his banjo there. And prior to that, interesting version of My Generation from a Brazilian band called Sombeat. We'll have another piece of Brazilian music, Brazilian rock and roll coming up in a little while in Portuguese, interestingly enough. First, this is King David McKenzie. You're listening to the Technicolor Dreamscape. All kinds of refried vinyl here. And here's an interesting piece from some bunch. I don't know if you've ever heard from them. You know, they're up from Liverpool way.
Traveling on that line. Move over once, on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're driving on the one after 909.
Thank you. about Mother's Day. Nosso amor só me fez chorar. Então por que não devo perguntar? Por que você é meu bem? Por que você é meu bem? Por que você é meu bem? Depois de muito me fazer chorar, vem com quem te digo e vou te deixar. Porque você é meu bem, porque você é meu bem, porque você é meu bem.
Passaros, Ese Nosso Amor, a little bit of Brazilian, Portuguese language, garage rock from the 1960s. Before that, how they were rocking about, what, about 100 years ago or so, the Maple Leaf Rag, that's Sue Keller's version, and that particular grouping started off with a track off of the Yellow Submarine movie soundtrack from the Beatles. Hey, Bulldog. I'm King David McKenzie. You're listening to the Technicolor Dreamscape. A lot of refried vinyl here, and let's go back to Motown a little bit here. Here's the immortal Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
You think you're so way out, and you got all the action. Still you can't find no satisfaction. Yeah.
declaring that she's a woman, rather noticeable, I think. And before that, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, You Ain't Livin' Till You're Lovin'. King David McKenzie on the Technicolor Dreamscape. A lot of refried vinyl tonight, and we are going to be having even more of it. Starting off with a set of material from back about the 1940s, and Jewel Page starts us off, and that's in just a second or so.
This is The Ensign, presented by the United States Army. And a happy howdy-do to you, Harry Harrison here, your host on The Ensign, where each day we talk to the nation's top recording stars, play their hit records, and talk to a young person who selects The Ensign for the day. Would you like to make that pick? It's very easy, you know. All we need to call you is your telephone number. So send it to the Ensign, Box 3435, Grand Central Post Office, New York, 10017. Good idea to tell us a good time to call you, too. So let's hear from you wherever you are. Today our call goes to Miami Beach, Florida, to Evie Kapp. Hello, Evie.
Hi.
Tell me, Evie, what record do you think could make it into the Ensign spot in town?
I think Up There. By the Scoundrels.
You think that might make it, huh?
Uh-huh, because it has a good beat, and the kids down here like a record they can dance to, a record with a beat.
Well, Evie Kapp, my thanks for a rundown on the music scene in Miami Beach.
Thank you, Harry.
Those Scoundrels will be up shortly. Right now, the word for you fellas. If you're a recent college graduate, you've probably got your military obligation ahead of you. Why not fulfill it in the way that's going to do you the most good? As an officer in the U.S. Army, no matter what kind of career you plan, the leadership training and responsibility of an Army officer will be a valuable asset. You'll be marked as a man who can take charge of a situation and do whatever needs doing, a man who commands the respect of other men. You can earn your commission in the Army's Officer Candidate School. It's a tough course. They teach you a lot about making decisions and quite a bit about being a leader. Talk to your Army recruiting sergeant. He can get you into Officer Candidate School in today's Action Army. Here's that new one from the Scoundrels Up There. Scoundrels, fellas, I think you've got a winner there. Welcome to the Ensign.
How you doing?
Hi, Harry.
We'll start with you, Jimmy. How did you get this tag, Scoundrels?
We thought up of a name. We wanted to change the name of the Echoes, which we were originally. And we went through a long dictionary, you know, and trying to pick out names that we so it would fit the group. Mm-hmm. You see, we had a reputation of being kind of a scoundrel type of people, so when we came across the name, we thought it'd be just the perfect thing to put on us.
Do you think a clever name helps establish a group?
Well, no, not really. A group is... If a group's going to be anything, they have to have the talent to begin with, you know.
And right.
A name is catchy, yes. It's good to have a good name, but I don't think it makes the group necessarily. Because you come across a lot of groups like the Beatles. When I first heard the name, I laughed at it. And as you can see, the Beatles are the biggest thing in probably the history of the rock and roll. So there's a perfect example.
Well, you boys have the name and the talent, and it was good having you with us today. The Scoundrels.
Take it easy, Harry.
The In Sound was presented by the United States Army, and this is Harry Harrison reminding you that whatever career you wish for your future, if you qualify, you can get the world's finest training in today's Action Army.
Tied in what took place yesterday, the so-called burying of Haight Ashbury, up there in San Francisco, you know, the dead and all. That's what the people up there, we want to be called long-haired Americans, so remember that in the future, you and your establishment friends there, when they get around to another story about hippies. But on the news tonight on TV, while you were moonlighting at the other TV station, on Channel 2, I saw them do a number. There's a city councilman in Beverly Hills who claims that the hippies, so-called hippies, have invaded Beverly Hills, and he's very, very up in arms about it. It's an evil, he says, and he's really very hot on the landlords who are selling or renting apartments to four or five hippies at a clip. You know, they share expenses, etc. And he says they bring dirt and filth and rats. And this newscast was a kick. I forget his name, the guy that works along with Clee Roberts on Saturday. And he said, well, he doesn't really know. He was referring to the councilman. What the councilman should know is that rats have already been in Beverly Hills for a long, long time because they love hill country. They love things. They love trees. And they've been up there for a long, long while. So the rats have existed long before the hippies. Yes, speak out.
I understand that the so-called hippie is going to a warmer climate like San Diego and also New Mexico.
Yeah, they are a lot of the communal. They're going into a communal living in villages of their own sort. Very, very true. A lot of them are doing that little number. But I thought you'd like to pull up that story. You know, the hippies moving in Beverly Hills, everybody up in arms. The rats have been there for years, man. You kidding?
Burbank, California. People often ask us why we chose to locate our record company here in Burbank instead of in Hollywood or New York like other record companies. Well, we like to tell them about the friendly folk around these parts and our distinctive climate. Then we remind them about the plastic and the fact that we happen to be situated right over the world's largest and richest deposit of pure vinyl. We take this naturally perfect vinyl from the earth because no other vinyl is so ideally suited to the record manufacturing process. So next time you're in the neighborhood, stop by. We'll be glad to show you things like Scully lathes, Acme degaussers, and Padis rectifiers. But most important, you'll have an opportunity to sample our world-famous vinyl. Next time your ears are thirsty, remember, it's the plastic.
Forget love.
love like ours should never part. Now I'm left with a broken heart.
Thank you.
That Liverpool Bunch was sounding back 1963, about the summertime or so. I'll Get You, the Beatles. And before that, Charlie Parker's classic quintet with Dewey Square. And Jewel Page starting the whole set off. I'm Left with a Broken Heart was the name of that tune. I'm King David McKenzie. You're listening to some refried vinyl on the Technicolor Dreamscape. Hope you're here having a lot of fun with this stuff. And we have Billy the Kid Emerson, a little bit of some Sun Records blues from back in the days when they would be having that Sun Records outfit in Memphis with Elvis and B.B. King and Johnny Cash and Charlie Rich and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins all down there. And I believe it was Market Street, wasn't it? I can check. Anyway, that's coming up in just a moment. You stay right where you happen to be.
Who, after all, then, has caused all of our troubles?
We're listening to Max Frost, President of the United States. Max Frost at 14, a rock and roll singer. At 16, a multimillionaire. And at 24, president. Max Frost's youth platform sent the kids to the polls and him to the White House.
Give me the laws! Give me!
You've been listening to Max Frost, youngest president in history. His policy, amend the Constitution. His aim, install all citizens over 30 in old age camps. Never has the U.S. had a president like Max Frost. And God help you if you're over 30. The voting age is now 14. Wild in the Streets, starring Shelley Winters, Christopher Jones, Diane Varsi, Hal Holbrook, Richard Pryor, and guest star Ed Begley, is the most daring motion picture ever made. Wild in the Streets.
Deceiving. Tell me, when are you leaving? When you go, won't you set me free? I haven't been my best, but you made such a mess of the plans that were going to be. But if loving is believing, tell me, why don't you believe in me? I gave you everything that money could buy. I haven't been the best, but heaven knows how hard I try. These things I tell you, baby, seem that you could never see. You said that you love me, that's the way it's going to be. But if loving is believing, tell me, why don't you believe in me? If you love me, baby, put your arms around my waist. I love me till the day I die. You're all I can't replace. And then we'll join sweet hands, and matrimony it would be. From there we'll start to work again on a brand new family tree. But if loving is believing, tell me why don't you believe in me? But if loving is believing, tell me why don't you believe in me?
Freedom, so I can give. Freedom.
Jimi Hendrix with a tune about freedom. And before that, Wild Hair from Exterminator. And If Lovin' Is Believin', that's how Billy the Kid Emerson started that all off from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm King David McKenzie. I really appreciate your going with me through all of this refried vinyl here on the Technicolor Dreamscape. Many thanks to the people at here at KPYT, UMA Radio in Tucson, Arizona, for the facilities here. I hope that you are going to be here once again next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Kenton plays us out.
Some business with tears in your eyes, big as dill pickles, but I got news for you. Now I want you to listen to me. You see, I work 9 hours every day, and I don't mind bringing home all my pay. But let me tell you this, when the day is over and the work has ceased, baby, when I get home, all I want is just a little peace of mind. I said, all I want, honey, is just a little peace of mind. You dig? I want you to listen careful, baby, because I don't want you to misuse what Rodney's trying to tell you today. Oh, back up, let's start all over again. Now, dig me. I don't mind work, especially the work I have to do, because I know, baby, deep down within it's for me and you. But listen to this. When the work is over and the work has ceased, baby, when I come home,
all he wants is a little piece of mine. Now I'm not asking too much. Listen, home is a castle, baby, where a man is king. Now all I need, baby, is a faithful queen. Now she puts me first and never least. And remember this, when I come home, all I want is just a little piece of mine. Savage beast. Well, dig, baby. All Rodney needs is just a little piece of mine. Yeah. You know what? It's good for the mind and the body and the soul. It gives you strength, baby, to reach your goal. I'm talking about a little piece of mine. I said just a little piece of mine, girl. Yeah, I'm gonna give you all the respect you could ever want, honey. But just remember me. And give me a little peace of mind.